Well, now that would make a great Arizona staycation. Next weekend, just run up to Payson for the Payson Book Festival.
July 22nd, 9 to 3:30. Stay at the Matazal Hotel and Casino. And just take advantage of getting to meet a lot of very interesting people, full of stories, all kinds of panels and classes. Bring your kids up and let them meet Stella. She's inspiring.
Yeah.
I think you're ready to get a book out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, come on.
I'm dying to get into this book that she's left. That sounds really interesting.
Go to paysonbookfestival.org. Okay. If you want to find all the details.
It's a one-day event, next Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Could just even drive up for the day, 9 to 3:30. But you can't go up and cool off without taking a hike or something, too. Or
for
grabbing,
sure.
Grabbing something
Springs.
At a cafe.
Yes, absolutely. So we're talking Arizona staycations. I've got a secret tip for all of you for getting the kids out. This is a great excuse to play hooky, to call in sick, to get up in the mountains. There have been a peculiar number of circumstances that have all come together to create this one opportunity this summer, and it's almost statewide. It has to do with the wet, wet winter that we had, feeding the lakes and filling the rivers and waterways of Arizona. Arizona Game and Fish has decided within the last 30 days to take an additional 250,000 fish and stock these swollen lakes. Then the forest fire up near the Tonto Creek Hatchery, they had to evacuate the fish. They said, what are we going to do with them?
Put them in the lakes.
They then took another 60,000 and distributed them amongst the lakes. So if you've ever wanted to learn or have an excuse to get outdoors, now would be the time to do it. And you can go to Arizona Fish blog, and it'll give you the 5 lakes that probably present the best opportunities for a family camping experience. Number 5, Kaibab Lake up by Winslow.
Beautiful. Never been there.
Really a pretty, pretty lake. Number 4, Sholo Lake, which I've never been to.
Is that Fool Hollow?
Nope, because that's number 3.
Oh.
They're on opposite sides.
They got to be close.
Sholo's
not that far from one side to the other.
That's right. So Fool Hollow Lake is also the number 3 hotspot for discovering a family camping fishing experience. I actually have friends at Fool's Hollow right now. He'll be there for the next couple weeks. And I know a lot of other friends are going to join up and join for a day or two or three. And he sets up base camp and everybody just kind of mooches in. He does all the cooking. It's fabulous. Number 2, so maybe his camp might be a little more crowded now that everybody in Arizona knows it's up there. Number 2 is Woods Canyon Lake.
One of our favorites.
Yeah, one of the more favorite.
Lots of crawfish
in that lake. And the number 1 camping, fishing, family experience, according to Fish Arizona blog, is Big, Beautiful Big Lake up in the White Mountains. So all of these lakes are literally brimming with fish. They've received almost 300,000 additional plants just within the last couple months. So get out there. All of this additional supplemental planting and stocking is coming to an end now. What a great opportunity to get out there and see the outdoors.
Can you get your fishing license online now? I think
oh,
you
easily.
Can.
Easily.
Yeah.
Really,
and what's the
easy.
Age cutoff? Kids, I think
it's 12.
Under 12 fish free?
I think.
Check out the regulations.
No,
make
no,
sure
no,
you...
no, no. Because I had to buy one for Tinley.
Yeah.
And the last time we went fishing was
okay.
3 years ago. So
well, check it
10.
Out.
Maybe it's 10.
Here's another adventure. All right, you want to get outdoors with a biology Arizona desert fauna expert. You can sign up now for a bat workshop with Arizona Game and Fish. Where you actually it'll be held July 21st. You need to register soon at AZGFD. That's Arizona Game Fish Department. AZGFD.gov. And while you're there, just sign up for their e-newsletter. It comes every week. It's always packed with great activities and things that you can do. But this is workshops where you'll actually be out there trapping and banning the bats. We sent that other family up to trap and ban the black-footed ferrets in northern Arizona, and they wrote back and said what an incredible experience it was with the man. He actually took his grandson. So just lots of things to do to get outdoors and enjoy Arizona right now. And one great way to do it is go to rosieonthehouse.com and register to win your Arizona staycation. Romy, I was actually in Ewing Irrigation picking up some diaphragms for a leaky sprinkler valve that I've got. And the manager says, what do you got to do to win one of those staycations? He says, Romy's in here all the time, and I always try. I give him deep discounts on everything he buys. I do everything I can to earn favoritism.
Wait. Who's this?
Oh, and your buddy that makes the Crawfish Festival shirts was there, too.
Oh, Doug.
And they're going to have... And there's going to be a Crawfish Festival, although our family's not involved with it this year.
Well...
Distant family.
Yeah, I would call it distant.
And when is that going to be?
That's first Saturday in August.
It's another staycation idea.
August 5th. But I'm still hung up. What Ewing do you go to get discounts? You weren't surprised.
No, I was right there by the office.
At the airport. Park? Yeah. Huh. Well, give me that manager's name. I'll start going shopping over there because... I don't get any discounts at Ewing.
He's willing to do anything to win a staycation, sounds like to me.
I remember that because I got some irrigation projects coming up.
Yes, you do.
Just got to sign up once a month. It's bound to happen.
Oh, man. So get there. Yes. RosieOnTheHouse.com. Sign up for a staycation brought to you by Sanderson Ford. You get to pick a car off of their demo lot. Jennifer makes sure all the gas is paid for. We arrange for the lodging of your choice. It's your vacation in Arizona, your time, your place. Only available at RosieOnTheHouse.com. Thank you, Sanderson Ford, for sponsoring it.
And they're sponsoring the Crawfish Festival. So just a great partner as it relates to getting out and seeing Arizona.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.